tweet at Radio Ray RTE. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Conor Pope, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, Ray Darcy. How are you?
Good. I'm reading your piece in the Irish Times today, and it's you could have written this. You know, you could have done the research, but I'm saying you did write it, but you could have done the research.
Yeah.
Because it's
a company.
Go on.
Sorry, go on. I interrupted you there.
No. You go ahead. Sorry, there's a delay. You go ahead, Conor. Go ahead now.
Okay, there's a company called the CX Company, and what they do is they carry out this piece of research every year, and they publish the top 150 companies in Ireland in terms of a customer experience. And like a lot of the companies that are at the top of the list are like the likes of the credit unions, On Post, Specsavers did well this year, and a lot of the supermarkets did well. But then right down at the very bottom were the companies, and there's no surprises to tell your listeners will not be surprised if I say that Ryanair was deemed to be the worst offender when it came to customer experience, and Air were deemed to be the second worst offender. But what was interesting was how the people in the CX company kind of evaluate how customer service is evolving. And it's exactly as you were saying, Ray, the stuff that we've been talking about on the show for such a long time. It's all about forgetting the human touch, forgetting about a bit of cop on and common sense, and forgetting to actually listen to and then resolve the problems that the people who contact you have. And as the CX company, the people behind it, a woman called Kathy Summers, said to me, companies should actually care about the complaints that they get, because that's really good feedback, and it allows you to learn from the mistakes that you make and improve what you're doing. But if companies just disregard the complaints or treat them as an absolute nuisance or just ignore them entirely, as a lot of companies seem to do, well then, you know, they're not learning anything, but worse than that, they're actually getting worse. So I thought it was a really good idea to shine a light on this, because maybe some companies will listen and say, do you know what, we should care about our customer experience a bit more.
I'm going to give the top 10. You've mentioned some of them already, but just it's fair enough to praise people where praise is deserved. Yeah. So at number 10, Dunn's Retail. At number 9, Lidl. At number 8, FBD. M&S is at number 7. Macaulay Pharmacies at number 6. All Care Pharmacies at number 5. Specsavers at number 4. On Post is at number 3. Shaw's almost nationwide at number 2. And Irish Credit Union's the top slot. And that's the same as last year for the Irish credit unions.
So you could tell now, Ray Darcy, that you're a DJ for DJ.
I fluffed there a bit. it's my first day back. I'm not in talking gear yet. Okay, so this came in. This isn't about customer service. I think it's more about a scam. So this came into pricewatch@rte.ie. Dear Conor, I received a call from a business like US accented lady telling me that my Amazon Prime account would be billed for an additional $79.99 unless I pressed digit 1 to speak to a rep. I did not press the button, but noted the call number and subsequently rang it back. It started with 0027. I did not have sufficient credit for this call, but I wonder if you have any idea who or what was behind the call, and was it a scam?
Well, I have every idea of what was behind the call, and it's actually really clever, and it's really insidious because of its cleverness. Now, a lot of your listeners will be familiar with what's known as a Wangari fraud, and that's when you get this mysterious call, a missed call onto your mobile phone that starts off with maybe 0028 or 0021 or whatever it might be. And then, you know, you think, oh, I don't know anyone in Cork, and then you ring them back and it turns out that you're not ringing Cork, you're ringing Lesotho, and it racks up a premium rate phone call bill. And that scam. So when I got this mail, I thought it was a bit like that. So I did a bit of research, and it's actually worse than that.
Right.
Now, and it's a scam that's doing the rounds now, and people might get the call. And I just wanted to flag it so that people would be alert to it. So what happens is you get the call and you get a message, and it's from a well-spoken person. It could have an American accent, could have an English accent. I haven't heard of any with an Irish accent. And they say, you know, you need to, this is Amazon Prime. We're going to bill you for $79.99 or whatever it might be. Press 1 to talk to a customer service rep. So imagine you have an Amazon Prime account and you've already paid your bill or whatever it might be. You then press the number 1 and you're automatically connected to somebody on the other end of the phone who is claiming to be from Amazon. And they talk you through the processes. Now, not everybody has an Amazon Prime account, obviously, but hundreds of thousands of people have them. So they just need to get lucky every now and then.
Yes.
And then what they do is they say, oh no, we've billed you for the $79.99 in error. So can you give us your credit card details or your bank account details, and we will refund you the money. And because it sounds so plausible, and because maybe you do have an Amazon Prime account, you innocently give them your credit card details. And of course, once you've given them the credit card details, your financial security has been compromised and they make off with your money. And there are people, and this is not just happening in Ireland, it's a scam that's happening in the UK, it's happening in the United States. And people are being defrauded of thousands and thousands of euros. And the really terrible thing is it's incredibly difficult to get the money back, and it's incredibly difficult to police, because you know the Irish guards are very up, you know, they're very up to speed on these scams, and they know what's happening, and they do their level best to warn people about them. But once the money is gone, and once the money is gone to somewhere like, and in this instance the number that our listener sent in, it was actually it's the South African country code. So once the money goes to a PayPal account or wherever it might be in South Africa, and then it's transferred to another account somewhere else, it's virtually impossible to trace, and as a result people are losing money. As I say, this is not the kind of scam that people will be familiar with, where the mysterious number comes up, and when you call it back, as I say, you get through to a premium rate number.
So that's a real, there's a real person at the other end of the line. Connor, there's a real person
exactly
at the other end of the line, right?
Exactly. And that, now, the way it works is, and the way they can do this so successfully is, there's it's an automated message that you get. So it's like, hello, this is Amazon Prime. We're going to bill you $79.99. Press 1 to speak to a customer service rep. So that's automated. So they just flood phone networks all over the world with that message. And then when you press the number 1, you're calling the actual number, you're calling a call centre, wherever it might be. And it's at that point you're starting to speak to a real person. Now, Amazon are aware of this, and they're very, very clear that they are never, ever going to contact you over the phone like this to alert you to a problem. Okay, so if you ever get a phone call from Amazon or from any company looking for financial details or alerting you to a problem, never, ever give them the information, because there's so many scam artists out there. And as I say, they are constantly coming up with new tweaks on existing scams or entirely new scams. And that's how people get defrauded. So this is the most recent one I've come across. And as I say, because it differs slightly from some of the other ones that people might be familiar with, it's definitely worth flagging amongst your listeners.
Patrick has been on. I'm that soldier, Ray, and they nearly caught me. They're so good. So the advice from Connor is pretty straightforward. Never give your credit card or your bank details to anybody over the phone.
And particularly if you get an unsolicited call or an unsolicited text or an unsolicited email or whatever it might be. That's not how any big organisation, or indeed any small organisation, does business. But as I say, because it's new, it's going to catch people out.
Okay.
And the idea is that the more we spread the word, the less people will be caught out. And then the scam artists will go away and they'll come up with a new wheeze to try and rip us off. And you know what? It's so simple to happen. Like I nearly got ripped off myself not long ago, because I got an email alert saying there was something wrong with my Netflix account. And I was like, oh no, maybe my credit card has expired or something. I can't remember what it was. But I did know that, I have a Netflix account. So without thinking, I clicked the button. And then it was just like, hold on a second. What have I been telling the listeners of the Ray Darcy Show for the last 15 years? Don't ever do this. So maybe not do it. But like, it's just like...
Do what I say, not what I do.
Particularly when they're talking about small amounts.
Yeah. I got the call about Amazon Prime. They asked me to download an app that will give them control of my phone. So that's obviously a similar one as well. So just be on your guard,
ladies and gentlemen. And that's actually even worse, because what they do there, Ray...
Yeah.
Is they'll have access to your online banking, and sure, then they can do the worst.
Right, okay. Thanks, Connor. Pricewatch@rte.ie, and we'll speak to Connor next week. Sorry about that line; there was a bit of a delay there. Nish Tosh, and I'm the Preef Skelton and Oakta Lamora Breedney Coolon.